This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Dig the Ring by the Wicked Farleys off of Make It It. Before that, track number one by Pizza off an unnamed album or recording. And then the first of the three was IHOP by P, and they spelled it P.E.E. And I was off of Now More Charm and More Tender, and I was listening to the recording, episode of this show that this playlist was originally from, and I remarked, I think, that about P's other album that I think was called The Roaring Mechanism, and I found it strange at the time that it was really, the recording quality sounded really bad. And it took me a while to figure out that it's seemingly just like that. I don't know what happened between their first album and their second. Now More Charm and More Tender is really clean. Well, in comparison, at least. And I found that a bit of a strange regression on their part. I can't remember if I ever found out whether it was like a change of label or what. But I think they were on a label for the second one. Maybe it was... I know they went through a few different phases when it came to their sound. It's definitely different from Now More Charm and More Tender. So yeah, I'm kind of curious about what led to that, whether it was a deliberate choice or what. Also interesting to remark is that band Pizza is one that, there isn't a ton of information on as far as I've found. And I think the only information out there is that they're a band that was supposed to play, well, there's a little bit more to it, but, they're a band that was supposed to play with, Don Cab. At some venue, and then at the last minute, Don Cab told them to get lost. The guy running the venue told them he would give them free beer for the night, and then everyone who was a fan of Pizza kind of started flinging stuff and not being happy with Don Cab, and apparently some pizza was thrown at those guys. So that's the story. But the thing about it is that there, I think... three recordings of these guys, as in three possibly bootlegs. I don't know if they ever actually had an album. And there's also the problem of their name being so nondescript, I guess. Very hard to look up in the internet age. I guess they're a specialty, you know, sites, so I shouldn't think it's so hard. But, you know, if this sort of thing isn't archived in the first place, it's kind of hard to come across afterwards. Yeah, so it's just interesting for me to think about the fact that this name is, you know, sort of compounds the obscurity of the band. Not only is there very little information about the band out there, no real official releases as far as I know, despite there being like three, you know, album-length recordings of them, their name sort of really forces them to be obscure in a sense. But I guess that only exists at a certain level. You know, like, I guess if a band gets big enough, their name... you know, sort of ascends a little. Maybe that's why the Beatles put the A in Beatles. But they weren't dealing with search engines at the time, but who knows. Yeah, so I find that kind of interesting. And it also kind of adds into this, my thoughts about sort of rebuilding my music library and what it would take to come across all these things that I found on the internet sort of incidentally, and what it would take to... I don't know, how much of that actually mattered? How much of it did I actually listen to? I thought in part of rebuilding my library based off of all the albums that I ever used a song from on my radio show, and that would make up a pretty good chunk of it. But it wouldn't make up all of it, and it would miss out on a lot of stuff that just wasn't, you know, radio fare for me. So it's kind of strange to see that there's these sort of like blind spots, and also things that were just like sort of there. You know, lots and lots of bootleg recordings that... rarely, if ever, showed up on the show, but were fun to listen to on occasion and often just occupied a certain part of my life. Anyway, coming up next is a song by the band History of...
everything this much, and I'm oh so serious. S-E-R-I-O-U, I guess. Just cause we can don't mean we should. We could we ever write our unfortunate histories? Recreation chemistry gets us every single time. And all my friends are finally dead, but I haven't been that lucky yet. Brothers, sisters, recognize we're staying home tonight. So let's hear it for the boys, and let's hear it for Providence. Clever science in the sentiment, reservoirs of understatements. We all in, we all out, we'll all just twist and shout. Cavalry's run out of clout, and there's always doubt, there's always secret stores on photographs. We lost in stereo, this courtesy for show gets us every single. I like everything this much, it's such a drag as such. Perfect arms, hanker from the start. We know what you want. I like everything this much, and it's such a drag as such. Perfect arms, hanker from the start. We know what you want. Cause we wanted to. Yeah, we wanted to.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song that played was I Like Everything This Much from the band North of America off of their, I think it was a B-sides release called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And before that was Dagger Woods by A History Of off of their album Action in the North Atlantic. And yeah, those are two bands from the East Coast, from Halifax, from slightly different time periods, although that B-sides release was apparently from 2010 and Action in the North Atlantic from 2009, but North of America was more of an early 2000s, late 90s band from what I remember, maybe mid-90s, but don't quote me on that. And in fact, I was really surprised when I first heard A History Of, because I thought the vocalist was the same between those two bands, but it's not. A different cast of people, and I think all the It's actually funny for me, when I was first really looking for music for this show, way back, I was looking at the members of North of America and, you know, found out, like, what they had all gone on to do. I was coming across, you know, like, one guy was, like, a real estate agent now, or, but was one of those guys, maybe the real estate agent, was still, you know, organizing stuff in the local scene, which was cool, and kind of reminds me of Blue Skies Turns Black. Blue Skies Turn Black, which released Rockets Red Glare, another band that I sort of associate with that era. They were a label then, but now they're actually a booking company, and I've gone to at least a handful of shows, I think, that were organized by them, so it's kind of cool to see this long lineage that these bands have. I don't know if there's anything that the A History Of guys have gone on to do. In the era of Bandcamp, it's also quite different, because now you have, like, this whole search engine where you type in someone's name and that stuff comes up, but it's also in a sense less I guess regularized compared to, you know, actually opening up an album and, you know, the label ensuring that everyone has their name in there. Maybe I guess that's just a difference between having a label and then being self-released. I don't know how much bands committed to doing that when they were self-releasing physical media in the past, but, you know, I'll find these projects on Bandcamp that are just, you know, first initial, last name, and that's all the information that you have about the people involved in the project, and it's sort of a dead end, and it's a strange thing. I'm sure the people in the scene know who these people are and, you know, what else they do, but if you're outside of it, it can be very opaque, which, again, kind of strange to reflect on how different it is when it comes to discovering music nowadays and how all these sorts of techniques can sort of exist that I've used in the past looking for different projects that people have been on and how all these things sort of get linked together with, you know, also social media presence, which is not something I'm really into, but nonetheless is where you can pick up on a lot of, like, contemporary information about a band. Yeah, so kind of a bummer for me. Anyway, I'm going to be keeping up this pattern of reusing old playlists, probably working through the fall of 2020 in the upcoming few weeks here, which is kind of exciting for me. Again, nice to reflect back a bit and see where my head was back then. But anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good night, and see ya.